It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming right up. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since 1955, and they supply today a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers, well, for almost 65 years. Oh, and for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, producers, you can get free shipping just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. You can order by going to their website, micrometer.com/ag. I'll give that to you again in a moment. Producers, micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Go to the website. It's micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Now, here's Steve.
Happy National Agriculture Day. Perhaps you'll want to shake a farmer's hand today. Maybe give a farmer a hug. With his or her permission, of course. There is no question in my mind that agriculture is the world's most important industry, and I will agree with Isabel Chisholm, chair of National Ag Day, who told a Farm Bureau reception in Washington, D.C., that National Ag Day is 365 days a year. Max is in D.C., and if you search his name on Twitter, you will find a few photos of Max standing next to various folks in D.C. for the celebration. It turns out the timing of all of this was perfect, because just as the celebrants were arriving in D.C., the president's budget proposal dropped, and for many in agriculture, it landed with a thud. Nearly 200 farm and ranch-related organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation and several state farm bureaus, fired off a letter to members of Congress urging budget writers to reject the president's calls for additional cuts to farm bill programs. They point out that the new farm bill already contains significant contributions to deficit reduction and cannot take any more at a time when farmers, ranchers, and rural America are already struggling. A lot of Midwesterners are struggling with another blast of winter. There's a huge center of low pressure that's been moving out of the Rockies and across the plains, delivering more misery. First to get it were the eastern plains of Colorado. The Colorado governor declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard to help in search and rescue operations. Hundreds of drivers were stranded in blizzard conditions. The Nebraska State Patrol closed Interstate 80 from the Wyoming border east to North Platte, as well as all state highways in the Nebraska Panhandle. Wind gusts of 60 miles an hour and a foot of snow are moving through South Dakota, where a blizzard warning was posted. A similar warning for northeast North Dakota and northwest and west central Minnesota is in effect through tomorrow. Meanwhile, rain and melting snow have triggered flood warnings in some states. Rivers in Wisconsin are expected to reach flood stage over the next few days as thunderstorms and showers melt away snow. From our friend Greg Solier, the meteorologist for This Week in Agribusiness, he says once this system clears out, we will get a break for a week to 10 days, and then more to come. Another wet spring seems to be ahead. Hang in there. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.